The heart of the church. Jabbar, I wonder if you could just make it a little less lively. I don't want to hurt your eardrums when I get excited. Last week, many of you wrote on little fish sticky notes the words that represent the values that you believe are at the heart of the first UU community, the heart of the church. And you're also, some of you have already filled out the search survey, which is also asking you about the values that we seek to practice here and in the wider world. And I, as a professional interim minister, someone who goes from congregation to congregation, seeking to ready the ground for the partnership between the congregation and the next settled senior minister, I try to notice what values are at the heart of the community that I've entered. And one of the things I always look at is the mission statement, which in this congregation is actually in the wall near the on the wall near the entrance. And it says, we're here to practice, learn and practice true hospitality, to revere the reasoning mind and the generous heart, to claim our diversity as a source of strength, to relinquish the safety of our unexamined privilege for the freedom to engage in transforming justice. So, one of the questions that I had as I was just starting to get to know you is this mission something this congregation, the people in this community, is this mission something that they're actually living, that really is at the heart of the first UU community? And it's been interesting to see how this has unfolded. Last year, at the in-gathering and water service, I asked you to say, again, writing on those little fish, what gifts you bring. And you see on the order of service today, you see the word cloud that we made from the gifts that you bring to this church. Love at the center. The way that a word cloud works, the largest word indicates the most responses, the greatest frequency that that word is used in the responses. So many people said love was one of the gifts that they bring here. And that, I have discovered, is absolutely true. And compassion, commitment, joy. Music is pretty big, too. A lot of people said music was one of the gifts they bring. And we heard that this morning. Thank you, Lisa. These are wonderful values, wonderful gifts that members here bring to this first UU community. And so I was curious, and that's why I asked the question last week, about what values you think are at the center of this community, at the heart of this community. What kind of a word cloud would those values make? Now, you'd think this would be just as easy as developing the word cloud that you see on the front of the Order of Celebration. It turns out it wasn't. And this is because so many of the responses, there were so many responses that said the same few words, the same few values were at the center of the heart. In other words, there was so much unanimity about what values lie at the heart of this community that the software programs that create the word clouds were just baffled because they didn't know what to do with all the other words. And so one of the programs I tried using to make a word cloud from those responses, those values that you see here, it just dropped off the most frequent words, which really didn't help us much. Because we want to know what shows up as the biggest. So I played around with it a little bit, and I did manage to make a word cloud by by dropping off some of the extra words, the words that only were mentioned once, parking, for example. And you see, so it's interesting to see how big love is, and that's because love was the most frequent response. One of the values at the heart of this community is love. And I said to someone, you know, before last Sunday, I said, if I had to guess, I'd say love is probably going to be just as big in this next word cloud as it was in the gifts. Because if you're bringing love, then love is going to be at the heart of this community. And I know from my experience here that that is actually true. And you also see justice is very big, and community and acceptance. And you can also see the words respect and compassion. Those were also very frequent responses. The next most frequent response was community. And then acceptance, then justice, and then acceptance, respect, and compassion were all in the top words that you use to describe the values that lie at the heart of this congregation. Well, I wondered if there was a way to create a word cloud that would include some more words, so I did try another one. Now, this program had to make love much smaller in order to get the other words to fit in. But you can see it's still there at the center, along with community and justice. Those were right at the top. But let's go back to the smaller word cloud. And I hope that someone who's better at manipulating these programs than I am can actually make one that is more representative, you know, that includes more words, but still has the keywords in the largest font, not just dropping them off. But I still think, if you go to the next slide, please, Steve. Thank you to Steve Abbott, who's advancing our slides today. I still think this is pretty clear about what is at the center, what values lie at the center of this community. Now, we haven't been limited to a few words that people write on a small sticky note fish in figuring out what the values are. We've just finished a process of visioning circles that yesterday culminated in a visioning workshop. From those 13 visioning circles where members of this congregation came together for conversation, answering questions about what was important to them about the congregation, the community here, and what their visions were, what their hopes were for how we might take hold of opportunities that are presented to us in this time and this place. We gained a more complete understanding of these basic sort of big words like love and community and justice. One of the things that we discovered is that this idea of acceptance is very important because it gives people a safe place in which to be their authentic selves. Compassion, the practice of compassion, helps not only to make people feel safe so that they can be who they are and grow into the best person they can be, but it also is one of the ways in which we support each other, and that creates community. This is a caring community. I've seen the work of the caring team, as well as the natural reflexive caring that members of the congregation bring to one another. And it's very beautiful and important. And that was one of the things that was very clear. Also, there was clear from the visioning circles the importance of spiritual and personal growth. And this idea of spiritual deepening, that we're constantly in a process of lifelong learning and lifelong religious exploration for all ages, not just children and youth, but young adults, older adults, as we go on through our adult programs, continuously exploring our world, its intersection with our values, and thinking about how we live our lives and live out our values in our lives, in the world. We also saw the importance of music and art and poetry and worship to celebrate life and really engage all of the senses to worship with our eyes and ears and fingertips, so that we are more than just a place where we talk about what is worthy. We're also a place where our whole beings can be caught up in beautiful music or beautiful works of art or the spoken word in all of its manifold variations. The visioning circles also showed that there were multiple ways to get to spiritual deepening, and that means, you know, whenever there's more spiritual deepening in a congregation, I have come to see there's less crankiness. And it's amazing, you know, there's occasional crankiness here, but it's really not very common. People try to treat one another with respect, acceptance, respect, compassion. Those words keep coming up, and I see it in the acceptance, the way that people will listen even if they don't necessarily agree, and in general, a willingness to hear one another when there are differences. And part of that is because there are multiple ways here to increase our spiritual awareness, to learn to practice those values better. One is the covenant groups, which have had a lot of participation and are growing. And that's a wonderful way to, in a small group, to gain the intimacy of connection while exploring the ultimate questions of life. And its spiritual deepening and the sense of bonding within the community is very important here. In addition, this congregation has a wonderful practice of offering a grief group. Reverend Eric has been primarily responsible for planning and leading those groups, although there are other members of this congregation who have contributed to the leadership there. And this is really important. It's important to have an acknowledgement of the need to process grief, to be held in supportive community during grieving. And that's something that adds to the overall spiritual deepening of this community. And last year we added the diversity learning circles. One will be offered again beginning October 1st. And in those circles, two of which I've led now, I was amazed at how much spiritual deepening and personal growth occurred through the practice of learning how to interact with people who are different from ourselves, learning to lead with vulnerability when we encounter someone who is different. And this idea of vulnerability also showed up in the visioning circles, the idea that we need a place where we can be vulnerable, where we don't always have to be guarded and defended, but we can actually open up our hearts to one another. So you can see how all of the ways in which this congregation has created to help people deepen spiritually and grow personally also contributes to the building of community here. So no wonder that word community is so big. And we also learned that justice means more than just waving protest signs. Justice has two parts. It has advocacy, which may include holding up protest signs, and it also includes service. And I have really seen the value of working for justice be lived out at First UU. And one of the things I've also seen is that this congregation is getting better and clearer at offering opportunities for someone to come in and just, you know, do 2 hours of service, like, for example, cooking for Faith Mission, or a short period of advocacy, marching in the Pride Parade, so that people who have busy lives and full schedules and children can also be participants. This congregation serves as a springboard for individuals to live their values around the ideal of justice, because people here work to create those opportunities. And that's important, not only in the words on the sticky fish, but also in the conversations that we had in the visioning circles. And through all of this, run this thread of this idea of practicing acceptance, respect, and compassion within these walls and in the wider world. These are spiritual values. Acceptance, respect, compassion. They're also ways, ethical values, ways that we hold ourselves to aspire, to engage with one another and with people we meet, no matter how different or how much they may disagree, so that we are listening and accepting and treating them with respect, and if need be, offering our compassion. And sometimes, you know, when you disagree with someone, you can't persuade them with stridency, but you may be able to accept that they are where they are in their thinking and development, and you can notice their pain and feel compassion for that pain. We practice these values here, and we practice them in the wider world. You know, one of the things that I noticed, and this is one of the things I noticed about myself, so I called this service and the sermon the heart of the church. And yet I know that for many people, the word church is not a comfortable word. I've talked to people here and elsewhere who have wondered why we say church when we have people who don't come out of the tradition of church, people who may be non-theist, or people who may be Jewish or Buddhist. And for many people, that word church isn't entirely comfortable. I think it's an interesting thing that here, even though I know people who would be more comfortable with the word congregation, they understand that church is intended in a broader way, a more inclusive way. We are finding these days that there are a lot of words, a lot of metaphors, like stand, standing on the side of love, that aren't really as inclusive as we think. Because if a person is mobility impaired, maybe uses a wheelchair, standing is not something that comes easily. And so this idea that we have to translate sometimes some of the words that we use, it's the responsibility shouldn't be entirely on the people who have to translate to include themselves. We should also notice and embrace and include the people who might feel excluded if we didn't notice that the words we use sometimes are not fully inclusive. Which made me remember a poem by Marge Piercy, where she says, "It goes on one at a time. It starts when you care. It starts when you care to act, when you do it again and again, and they said no. It starts when you say we and know who you mean. And each day you mean one more." I think I see this congregation coming to this idea of radical hospitality. That's in your mission statement. This idea of inclusiveness, so that each day we educate ourselves to mean one more. And the conversation on race that we've been having here at First UU, in many different settings, in many different ways, in workshops, in stakeholder meetings, in the diversity learning circles, and other ways, this conversation has been very rich and full. And I am confident it will continue. And that is part of what we mean when we say we work for justice. And as we explore the Black Lives Matter movement and what that means, I think one of the things I want to acknowledge is that people are in different places on the phrase Black Lives Matter. And many people wonder, don't all lives matter? But I think that the meaning of this phrase really is, only when Black lives matter will all lives matter. And as we see the aftermath of the shooting of 13-year-old Tyree King, we have to wonder, how long will it take our society to figure out this conundrum of the shooting of young Black men, and in this case, a child, when so many people who are white who are arrested can be taken to jail safely, even though they may be carrying a gun? I think it's a social problem, a struggle. Nobody wants to see children killed, but we're struggling with it. And what I have seen here at First UU is that you are willing to step into that uncertain place of struggle and learning. So when I see that one of the values here is to work for justice, to give up our unexamined privilege and step into transforming conversations about justice, I see that you are living this value that showed up on those little fish. So it seems to me that, let's have the next slide, love is at the heart of this community. That's very clear to me and has been almost since my first days here. And it leads us, love leads us to create community. Love leads us to work for justice. And love, that what Martin Luther King called that strong force, that power of real love, also leads us to practice the spiritual values of acceptance, respect, and compassion. That's what's at the heart of this congregation. Love that leads all of you to create community, to work for justice, and to practice acceptance, respect, and compassion. As an itinerant interim minister, I am grateful to be here so that I can witness who you are. Thank you.